Baruch Shabbos, say good morning. So we continue today in Parakhoth Beis, Bir Ha'anava, literally an explanation or a deeper meaning of the Midah of Anava, of humility. So remember again that Ramchal was talking about yesterday how a person should never become a Balgaiva, a person should never become arrogant because of certain gifts that they've been given by the Ribono Shel Olam. Because one must understand that those gifts are Mechayiv, those gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me as a custodian to be able to share them and to be able to use them to benefit and to help others. So for example, he said, let's pick up, if you're in the red edition, it's page Reish Chav Zayin. I read this yesterday, but we'll just begin with this sentence. Im Asher Hu, if a person is wealthy, Yismach Mechalko, he should rejoice in his portion, meaning a person should appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed them with material wealth and that he doesn't have to struggle in this area. However, Va'alav Hu La'azor L'mi She'enlo, but he should go ahead and try his best to help those who do not have. Im Giboru, the idea being able to say that my wealth is not for me, but my wealth ultimately is given to me as a way or for the purpose of being able in some way to help others. Im Giboru, if a person is strong, Alav Lazar Lakoshlim Ulahatsi Lashukim. If a person possesses strength, and Rabbi said this is true, whether it's physical strength or there's any other kind of strength, the person has to use it to help those who are weak, right? And to those ultimately again who perhaps cannot fend for themselves. Halamaz Adoma. So to what can this be compared? L'mishar se habayis. Rabbi said this is actually a very beautiful mashal. So L'chal says, what can this be compared to? To mishar se habayis are those who go ahead and serve in the home, right? Attendance in the home. So what happens? Shekol echad memuna al davar ma, v'ra'oy la'amod b'mishmarto. Because Rabbi said every person, let's say on the household staff, has their particular job. Everyone has their job, their responsibility. And every person has to do their part in order to ensure that the needs of the household are sufficiently met. And therefore, in reality, there is no place and there is no need for any type of arrogance. So we'll say that's a very beautiful mashal. So if you can imagine again, we all work, so to speak, in our Kodesh Baruch Hu's palace. So what happens? So some are blessed with strength because they have a particular job in the palace. Others are blessed with wealth because they have a job in the palace. Each person has their own job within the palace of the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the tools with which to go ahead and fulfill that job. But that's my job. Therefore, by definition, the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless you has given me at the end of the day are not cause for my gaiva, are not cause for my arrogance. They're just there for the fulfillment of my job. He says, V'hine zeha iun baz boninus. And I will say, this is how a person who is yasher, person who's literally whose intellect, whose thought processes are yasher, are straight, is not a crooked person. This is how he thinks about life, and this is how he thinks about his gifts. When this becomes clear to a person, as yikare anav amiti, then a person is called truly humble. Shebelibo ubekirbo hu anav, because in his heart and in his inside he's humble. V'hu ke'inyan David sha'amar lemichal v'ayisi shafal be'ineh. So we'll say it's really an incredible yisod. So if you want to know what true humility is, says Ramchal, true humility is the understanding, is the recognition of the gifts that I've been given, recognition of the kochos and the tools that I've been given, but a simultaneous recognition that those gifts are not for my own self-aggrandizement, right? Those gifts are not because, oh, look at me. Those gifts are exactly that, they're gifts. And I'm a custodian for those gifts. And my job is to go ahead and somehow use those gifts to improve the world and improve the lives of those around me. Says Ramchal, if I understand that, that's the key to humility. Because what he's saying is very good. What he's saying is, remember, at the end of the day, why do people become Bali Gaiva? Right? Really, where does gaiva stem from? Gaiva stems from a feeling of superiority because of gifts that I have, because of certain things that I have that someone does not. Intellect, wealth, strength, whatever it is, says Zamchal, That's because you're misunderstanding the gift. The whole point of the gift, it's not an entitlement. It's a mechayim, something that obligates you. The gift has been given to you because you are the custodian for the Ribono Shel Olam's bracha, and your job is not to use it to amplify your sense of self, but it's to use it to help the other. Says Ramchal, if I realize this, this by definition is the key to anava, is the key ultimately to humility. The rabbis explain, Kama gedolim nemuche ruach, how great. Nemuche ruach literally means lowly of spirit, but in this, what it means over here is humility. How great is the midah of humility in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shebizman shebeis HaMikdosh kayim, because when the Beis HaMikdosh stood, Adam makriv ola, schar ola biyado, so a person offers up an ola, so the reward of an ola is in his hand. Mincha, schar mincha biyado, person offered up a kar mincha, gets the reward from mincha. But someone who is humble, ma'alo alav akosef kilu hikriv kala karbonos kulum. This is amazing Gemara. If somebody is humble, the Ribono Shel Olam counts it as if what? As if they've offered all the karbonos. Shene'emar zivchei Elokim ruach nishbara. The greatest offering to God ultimately is a broken spirit. Right, I will say again, it broke. You see, the problem just is that in English, these terms sound so negative. A broken spirit. Who should walk around with a broken spirit? Sounds like ruach nemucha, lowly spirit. Again, these are the words that you see. That's why Lashon HaKodesh doesn't always translate well ultimately into English. Because in this case, ruach nishbara means I've taken that inflated sense of self and I've broken that. That's a good thing to break. So when I break that, that yields proper and appropriate humility. He goes on, so again, it's an amazing idea. Humility is so strong that if you have it in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if you've offered up all of the karbanos. This is the great praise of those who are humble. Sheheim anavim belibam umachshavtam. That they are humble in their heart and in their thoughts. V'chin amru od. It's not because of your great numbers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires you. What does this mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says to Klal Yisrael, Banai, Ani Choshek Bachem, I desire you. I desire to have a relationship with you. Sha'afilu kishani mashpia lachem gedula, because even when I go ahead and I shower greatness upon you, Atem mimatim atzmichem lefanai, you make yourself small before me. Nasati gidul li Avram. I gave greatness to Avram Avinu. Va'amar, and he said, Va'anochi afar ve'efer. Right? I am but dust and ashes. Nasati gidul li Moshe va'aron. I gave greatness to Moshe and Aaron. Amru, v'nachnuma, what are we? Nasati gidul li David. I gave greatness to David. Va'amar, va'anochi tola'as v'lo ish. I'm a nothing. I'm nothing. I more resemble the worm than I remember man. So also the idea that Ribono Shel Olam says what he loves most is, again, humility. Also, here's what's interesting. Now you actually begin to understand why that's so. You know, we all know this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves humility. Shaila always is, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love humility and despise gaiva so much? But now we really understand it. Because according to Ramchal, what humility, remember, gaiva comes from a sense that the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me somehow are about me. That's where gaiva comes from. I have strength. Oh, look at me. I have intellect. I have wealth. Whatever it is, look at me. So when a person begins to realize, so where does anava realize is, I know that I have gifts, but those gifts are not to amplify my sense of self. Those gifts are to help someone else. That's anava. That's what the Ribono Shel Olam loves more than anything. When a person realizes that all the tools and all the gifts they have in this world were given to them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help the other, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has seen. I'm going to share with you something very interesting. It always bothered me. I always wondered, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need me to be humble? Right? What does that do for God? Why does God love that so much? You know, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to feel humble so he can feel so great? Of course not, Chas v'Shalom. What's the pshat? But now makes so much sense. Because humility doesn't just mean, oh, I feel so little. I feel like such a nothing. Humility means the recognition that the gifts that I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not about me, but they're here, they're given to me. I'm the custodian of them to be able to help the other. When the Ribono Shel Olam realizes, or when the Ribono Shel Olam sees that I realize that my tachlis in this world is not about me, but it's there to be able to help the other, to do for the other, to use my tools, my kochos, my God-given gifts to help the other. That's what the Ribono Shel Olam loves. That's the anava. God doesn't need me to walk around feeling like a piece of dirt. In fact, He doesn't want me walking around feeling like a piece of dirt. He wants me to feel great about myself, but to be humble enough to recognize that all of the gifts that He's given me are not for me, but they're somehow to be able to use to ultimately benefit those around me. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves about us. That's what's unique about Klal Yisrael, and that's the most endearing quality that we possess. An incredible, incredible idea. Because I think that another, I think it's so misunderstood. I think people think about it, it's all like, I'm a nothing. So, which is so terrible, such a terrible way to walk around life. No, I'm a something, that I'm a something who has incredible gifts that can be used ultimately to benefit the world around me. Let's go a little bit weiter. Kol zeh, mimash im halev yashar, maniach atzmo l'ispatos, so the Ramchal says, "Kolze." If you look at footnote 26, so Kolze, all of this is a result. That sometimes the heart is not yasher. Maniach atzmon allows itself lehispatos mishum ma'ala shevo ehu. Bidyado be'emes shekvar lo mipneze yotze mide shifluso mitzada hachasronos ha'acheros she'i efshar shelo yihiyu bo. So we'll say, so actually, you know, we'll begin this section of Mir Tashem on Monday, but what Ramchal is pointing out over here is, remember, the other piece. So far what we've seen is there are two parts to Anava. Remember, this goes back to what Ramchal said before. There are two major parts to Anava. There's Anava b'machshava and Anava b'maisa, right? There's humility in thought and humility in deed. We pointed out that whereas normally when it comes to spiritual growth begins first in deed, right? Excuse me, in deed and action, and then actions ultimately create machshavas. Humility might be the exception to that rule, that it begins in thought and then it translates into deed. So far we've seen the first part of thought is the recognition ultimately, again, that all the gifts, which may normally be sources for my arrogance, are in fact there for me to be able to do for others. That becomes the source of my humility. The other piece, remember, says Ramchal, this he touched on earlier, and we're going to loop back to this. We're going to loop back to this on Monday, Mir Tashem, which is this notion that, and this again is a very delicate balance, which is the recognition that even when I do something good, it can always be better. I will say, and I remember the reason I say a delicate balance is because, if not understood the right way, this could be a very self-defeating attitude. That a person could always have been better. Right? It's like the worst, you know, it's like the worst parenting mistake, right? The kid comes home with the 97. That was great. What happened to the other 3 points? Right? So the most terrible, damaging, I'm sorry?
That's how we all grew up.
Right, which which is why the therapy industry is booming, you know. So again, remember there are ways, positive ways, in which you can go ahead and you could push, nudge your child a little bit more to do better. So the mice, again, remember there's this balance. On one hand, recognizing I've done great, but always recognizing that whatever I've done could always be done better. That's the other piece of Anava, to never go ahead and just simply rely on my accomplishments, because l'maisa, again, there's always more to do. So we'll say, so Mir Tashem, we'll pick up with that piece of Anava on Monday, but again, I hope, at least going into Shabbos, Ramchal, I think, has given us a wonderful gift to reflect on, a totally, I think, dramatically new understanding of humility, which I think many of us struggle with humility because none of us, not because we're arrogant, but because often we have a flawed conception that humility demands of me to think of myself as a nothing, but I don't want to think of myself as a nothing. It's damaging to think of myself. I'm a something. I want to feel good about myself. So Ramchal, absolutely, feel good about yourself, but make sure those things that normally give people an inflated sense of self, intellect, wealth, strength. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed you with one of those, and He's blessed all of us with one of those, or maybe all of those in some way, shape, or form, recognize those gifts are not about you. You're the custodian. Use them to benefit others. That's the source of real Torah humility. When you possess that, you can feel great about yourself. And not even that, with that kind of anava, you can actually feel even better about yourself. Why? Because you realize that with the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, you're actually being mahaneh. You're actually making the world and the lives of those around you just a little bit better. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem here on Monday.